Of course, Prophet drove Tom back to the airstrip they'd landed on less than 24 hours ago. Nico got into the back, grumbling about Prophet's driving, and Dean insisted on going and called Shotgun, no doubt purposely so Tom didn't have to sit next to Prophet for the 10-minute-plus drive. Dean and Nico discussed the land surrounding them, with Nico pointing things out to Tom, showing where there were plans to expand things. The conversation definitely eased the tension in the truck, so Tom was grateful. He still had so many goddamn questions about Ollie and Prophet, but he supposed that most of those would go unanswered, not that the answers would actually change anything. "Focus," he instructed himself harshly. He owed Dean to get Nico back in one piece, and when Prophet pulled the car up to the steel bird they'd seen upon landing, Nico touched Dean's shoulder before getting out of the car. Tom got out without glancing in the front seat, and Prophet didn't try to stop him. Tom refused to look back after he walked to the bird, stowed his gear, and climbed in. He put on the headphones, and Nico started the propellers and the engine, the deafening roar and shake, both welcomed sensations. Only then did he look straight ahead, see the two men lined up against the truck, watching them take off.
"Ready?"
Nico asked.
"Ready,"
Tom confirmed, and watched the men as the chopper rose, higher and higher, until they were out of sight, but never out of mind.
"We're going to hit some rough weather in a few minutes," Nico called.
Tom nodded, had seen the swirling clouds as they'd driven, and knew they'd be in for something on this trip. For several minutes, there was silence, and then the first pings of rain hit the windshield hard. The iron bird bounced a bit with the wind, then rocked back and forth, and Nico turned and smiled.
"Beautiful weather we're having."
Everyone Prophet knew was crazy. Tom supposed that made him crazy as well.
"So why'd you really let Prophet stay behind?"
Nico asked as he tilted the bird purposely and roared through the incoming storm with ease. Tom was surprised it had taken Nico this long to ask, since he was used to being surrounded by men and women with the uncanny ability to slice through the bullshit in life, to see right to the heart of the matter. It was honed by training, sure, but Tom had met enough of these guys to know that most were born with it, then gravitated toward each other, and the professions that appreciated it most.
"This is an EE mission. Prophet doesn't work there anymore."
Nico nodded and was silent for a while before continuing.
"You and Prophet seem to be having a major disagreement."
"What clued you in? The yelling or Prophet's breaking things?"
"That's his MO, so if it was just that, I wouldn't have thought anything. But you were bound and determined not to have Prophet come with us."
"Fucking perceptive asshole. And he'd upped his game, sure, but..."
"I don't know what you mean. Prophet hates Phil. I'd never expect him to come."
Nico nodded.
"Never expected you to leave him now."
"Prophet can take care of himself."
"Then why are you trying to do it for him?"
"Is it going to be awkward for you to see Doc again?"
Tom asked pleasantly. Nico's face remained placid.
"Depends on if he's in one piece or not. I need to know what I'm walking into."
Nico clearly didn't trust EE or Phil. He and Prophet might not get along, but obviously he trusted Prophet's feelings about Phil.
"I don't know what we're walking into, Nico."
"I guess we'll find out when we get there,"